You have just tuned in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired changemakers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now. Welcome everyone out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation, inspiring you to awaken and live into your true and highest potential. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on A Spirited Exchange, we bring you inspiring guests engaged in stimulating and mind-opening discussions, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. Today, I'm thrilled to have Maitreya Miliana here to share her story of how connecting to her body wisdom helped her to make decisions that align with her true self and understand the root cause of an illness. Maitreya is also an award-winning author, a holistic psychotherapist, and a spiritual teacher. Let's welcome Maitreya Miliana to A Spirited Exchange. Hello, Maitreya.
Hi, Carrie. It's great to be here with you.
Oh, I'm excited to have you with us again today. This is going to be a program about body wisdom. And to start, I'll just talk a little bit about what is body wisdom, what do we mean by that, and how can listening to it benefit our lives. So the body stores a lot of programming in the subconscious, in the body. And an example of that might be, you know, a lot of conditioning that we get as we grow up, either from family, community, our religions, whatever it is. And we hold those beliefs in our body. And oftentimes we may not even recognize they're there. But an example might be the belief that money is the root of all evil. And a person may not really even recognize that they hold that belief consciously, but subconsciously they do hold that. And so they may be able to work and make a lot of money, but they may not be able to hold on to it because they have this belief that money is evil. And so they can't hang on to it. Or maybe they aren't able to find employment and earn what they would like to earn to live the life they'd like. So there's beliefs like that, other beliefs like you have to work hard or I don't deserve, all kinds of what we can term as limiting beliefs. So there, the subconscious apparently runs about 95% of what we do, and the conscious only runs the other 5%. So not understanding or knowing what it is that's running, you know, what programming we're running on can make our lives difficult, can hold us back from living our best life. So part of the body wisdom is that's within the body, and we can access it to help us change those beliefs to move into what we would really like to do. The body also sends us messages when it's out of balance, whether it be an illness or if we have an injury, or maybe we become triggered because we have some emotional trauma that we're holding internally. So that's just kind of an overview of what I'm referring to as body wisdom. And the body has this wisdom and this messaging system, and it's talking to us all the time. And the question is, are we able to recognize it and listen to it and act upon it? So today I'm hoping that we can shed some light on how to awaken to your body and possibly how to become embodied, go into our body, so that we can access this wisdom to improve our health and make better decisions that are aligned with our own personal truth and allow us to access that subconscious messaging for healing purposes. So Maitreya, as a psychotherapist, can you share a little bit about what you've noticed about how the body expresses the subconscious and how listening to body messages has benefited your life?
Yeah, it is such a powerful and important topic. And it was a key thing that when I was training to become a therapist, that we were trained in to really listen to clients' bodies. And, you know, we speak, right? And when we speak, we are speaking our truth. But what was interesting to learn is that the body can speak a totally different truth. And, you know, and sometimes we're the person who's speaking, self included, we might be saying something, but the body is revealing something else. So as a therapist, I was trained to really not only hear and understand what the client was saying, but also to listen to their body. And mm-hmm. always when the two truths were different, the client was always experience some kind of conflict, or which way do I go, or what is right for me. And part of working as a therapist was to help the client connect with his or her body to really get a deeper truth, because our brain might think, okay, I need to move to this place or have this relationship, but the body might be saying, I don't want to move, or, you know, this is not the right relationship for me. So it's such an important topic. And I'm so glad you're talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I, in my journey that started probably 25 years ago around health issues, one of the first books that I read that was kind of in this metaphysical field was You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hayes. And she talked about mental patterns that create illness in the body. And it's really interesting over time. And as later I became a massage therapist and worked with clients, I could begin to see how yes, there is a connection between those mental patterns and what shows up in the body. For example, one of my stories is having had plantar fasciitis. And through a visual journaling where I actually drew a picture, and it was myself on a very dark path, and I had one foot in the air. It happened to be the foot that had the plantar fasciitis. And what I realized was that I didn't know where I was going on my path. I didn't know what was next in my life. And when I was able to redraw that and change my perspective and kind of regroup my life, that I was able to heal that plantar fasciitis. So that plantar fasciitis was a message from my body that something was out of balance, that I didn't have my life goals, to lead me into where I wanted to go in my life to be happy.
That's such a great story, because it shows how powerful and available the messages are. And it's really, I mean, I think that story really shows how anyone can listen to whatever the root cause of any illness might be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had
visual journaling is a wonderful tool to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to be an artist to do it.
No.
Because not all of us are artists.
Stick figures are great.
Yeah. Well, Maitri, do you have a story of an experience like that where your body was providing you a message that something was out of balance, and then how you were able to make a change?
Yeah. I have a very similar story about finding the root cause of Lyme disease. I worked with dreams as a therapist, and I knew, and coming from India, I knew that I just knew that the illness was a symbol for something. It meant something deeper than, you know, all the medication I was taking. And I did do that route. I did get some help with that. But I knew to really heal, I had to dig deeper. I too just sat down one day and started drawing myself, dialoguing with Lyme. Mm-hmm. And it was a series of drawings. And as I drew them, it was very quick. It was maybe no more than half an hour. So it doesn't even take that long. But I realized it was because I wasn't in my power as a woman.
Wow.
And Lyme is a parasite, So, you know, just the symbology of a parasite feeding off of someone, and I was, you know, it's an imbalance of power.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's incredible. That's, those messages can be so powerful, so eye-opening, mm-hmm. To what's really going on. It's just a treasure trove. Our body is a treasure trove of wisdom and guidance for us if we can only take advantage of it, you know, yeah. Learn to go inward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much there.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Yeah, I have another story of an example of a client that had come to me with neck and shoulder problems. This is when I was doing massage. And I'm intuitively guided and I see things. And when I was working on this client, I had a sense up around the upper back and neck area that it was like an armoring. But it wasn't like a metal armoring. It was like a leatherback turtle. I don't know why, but whatever reason, it was an armoring. And so in my mind, I was asking, I wonder why that is. And the message that I got was, it's boundaries, that there's a lack of boundaries. And I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. You know, I wasn't really sure I was going to share that with the client. But at the end of the session, the client actually asked, because they knew that I was intuitively guided and would see and hear things. And so they asked me, well, did you get anything? Okay, here it goes. I sensed an armoring and that there was a boundary issue. And the client was quiet for a moment. And then they said, that they had an issue with a particular client. This was actually a chiropractor. And the client was always pushing the boundaries and the chiropractor was not holding strong boundaries around that. And this was affecting their health, their muscles. So that was very interesting to recognize that. You know, you might think, well, how can the neck and shoulder muscle issues be related to not setting appropriate boundaries?
Yeah.
But there you go.
Yeah, they're related. I mean, there's always a relationship between the physical and the emotional and the mental. Mm-hmm. There's. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. So, is there anything else that you would like to share about the body wisdom and how it communicates messages or about the subconscious being stored in the body?
Yeah, the subconscious lives in the body. The subconscious is precisely that. It's not conscious. You know, there's a conscious mind and there's the subconscious mind, which is, the conscious mind is like the tip of the iceberg and the subconscious is the bottom part. So there's so much more
yes.
underneath that we're not aware of. And so much of that, our truth lives there. And I think also answers to what we're desperately seeking with our conscious minds. Mm-hmm. But we are conditioned to look with our conscious minds. We aren't conditioned to look, to seek answers with our subconscious minds. You know, indigenous cultures, indigenous tribes, they do that. Dreams are very, it's just mm-hmm. a normal form for them. But we're not educated or conditioned in that way.
Right.
So I think particularly around health and certainly, you know, what you're talking about decisions, it's if we can just learn to listen or first even know that our answers are often in the subconscious, whether they're, you know, beliefs or patterns that we've inherited from family, from culture mm-hmm. that aren't ours, or just whatever belief it is, that these actually run the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I'm hoping a lot of people will gain from today, to understand that a lot of those subconscious beliefs run the show without our being aware of it. And I'd like for people to be able to change that, because then that's how we can heal and move into being our best and highest selves. But it's time to take a short break right now. You're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Maitreyi Meliana. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of awakening to your body wisdom, and we'll explore ways to listen and trust the body's wisdom. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Hi, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Maitreya Miliana, who is talking with us about how we can learn to listen and trust our body's wisdom. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Maitreya. So could you give us your contact information for the listeners?
Sure. My website is MYTRAEMELIANA.com.
Great, thank you. So we talked about body wisdom, what it is and how beneficial it is to pay attention to its messages. And let's take some time to talk about how we can awaken in our own body and learn to listen to and trust our body's wisdom. So Maitri, can you tell us a little bit about any experience you've had when you felt like you've awakened in your body and in what way that has changed your life?
Yes, I can. So when one of my awakenings, and I think I talked about it in the last episode, was when I realized a relationship or my marriage wasn't right for me. And it was really interesting as I realized, the more I realized this, I went to a Vipassana retreat. And as I realized this, I got in touch with my body. I had become disconnected from my body. Mm-hmm. And the process of what I would call coming into my body was so powerful and so beautiful that I could feel my aliveness and feel my sensations and just feel myself in a way that I was probably not alive and maybe a little much more dead even in many ways. And it was really a delicious time to just come awake in my body. Mm-hmm. And that really guided me that, okay, the decision I was making to leave a marriage was the right one for me.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you think that helped you over time? Did you find that you continued to use that new awareness, that new awakened state?
I do. I continue to use it in my healing as part of my therapy work, personal therapy work, and also just in my own journey as a woman that... because what it did for me was I had shut down because of my cultural beliefs that to sort of suppress the body and not be alive in the body. And I didn't have the permission to actually enjoy my body, which, you know, is such a beautiful fact and availability of life. And one, it turned that perspective on it. I did a 180 on that and practiced actually relishing my sensations. And the way I can describe it is if you've been given stale bread and water for some years, and then you suddenly have this feast of different foods, you know, what is that experience like? That's what it felt like, that I could feel these different sensations of energy and my emotions, which are very clearly tied to body sensations. And I was awakened to just the deliciousness of my sensuality. And I think for me as a woman, that was a very, very important journey. And it still is.
Yeah. I like your comment about awakening to the aliveness, because I have to say that there was a point in my life where I was having health issues, and thinking back on it, you know, I wasn't alive. I wasn't like enjoying or connected to the deliciousness of life. And it can be kind of a bit of a dead experience. And we're not here to live like that, right? We're here to connect to all of this beauty in the world, whether it be natural beauty or the beauty of relating to others or the beauty of just being within our body. You know, we are given these vehicles to move around on this earth, and we need to take care of it. You know, I often come from a very practical way of being, you know, of taking care of the body. And it's a challenge to take care of the body if we can't listen to the body telling us what it needs. But then you're taking a whole nother step of let's go beyond just the healing and taking care of, and let's be alive in the body.
Be alive and enjoy and relish, because there are these different states. There's so many beautiful, you know, your feelings open you up to just feeling your body and the life force, the life energy. If you think of a wild cat, the way it moves, there's just this full embodiment. There's not a cell that's dead. Everything about it is just rippling. So we live in our heads so much these days. You know, a lot of the world is just, we're thinking, we're thinkers, and we're using our brains, and we're not using our bodies. And yes, that creates this disconnection, and that actually is harmful for health. Mm-hmm. Because we're only living with one part of us. It's like driving a car on one tire, but no, we have all these other tires, and you know, that makes for a much more literally enjoyable experience. And it's not a philosophy. It's more, it's about living life. Can we, I think enjoying our bodies allows us to live life. And particularly as a woman, I think women receive so many negative messages about the body, or a very narrow message about what beauty is, right? Mm-hmm. It's about these clothes or the makeup or how you should look. But when you feel your body, you feel beautiful on the inside. Mm-hmm. And looking outside is lovely, but when you feel good inside, it transforms your self-worth, your self-esteem, your confidence, and enjoyment. I mean, life is about pleasure.
Absolutely. Yes, learning to love ourselves is such a foundational piece to everything else that rolls out in our life. And when I was talking earlier about the Louise Hayes book, You Can Heal Your Life, one of the exercises I got from that I started, that was like 25 years ago, was learning to love my body. And that meant like standing in front of a mirror with nothing on and looking at my body and being able to look myself in the eye or at some part of my body and say, I love you. And like I tell you, that was really hard in the beginning because there was a lot of judgment. But then when you can finally look at the positive, any level of positive in the body and recognize the absolute beauty of this body that my spirit resides in, it changes so much. I found that it took me a little while to do this practice. It wasn't a one and done, but I was able to love myself more, and then I had less self-judgment. And when I had less self-judgment, I judged others less, which actually made my life more enjoyable. So that self-love is such a foundation for how we see the world, you know, and how we react to things. And I think what we manifest, what we bring into our lives.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's really, everything comes back to self-love, doesn't it? And to loving ourselves. And I love that, you know, when you reduce this, your own self-judgment, then you naturally reduce how judging others. That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. It's that part of that, you know, projecting thing that a lot of times when people are judging others or complaining or something, it's really because there's something within themselves that they're recognizing they don't like, and they're just projecting it outward. So if we can take care of our own cleaning internal environment, you know, it affects how we show up in the world. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were talking about loving the body, mm-hmm, and beauty of the body beyond the healing, which I tend to go into the healing pieces.
There are these delicious states of pleasure and ecstasy. You know, you don't even have to be sexual, but as the body gains in aliveness, it's like anything. It's like a garden that's nourished, that's beautifully tended to, or, you know, your business or your home or your relationship. When you listen to and regard the body, it starts responding. It's like a plant. I mean, it's a living entity. And the more we connect with it, it actually loves us back. And because we're all love, you know, ourselves know love. And as we love ourselves, it's not just an intellectual exercise, but it's an enjoyment exercise. There's something wonderful about, whether maybe it's exercise or yoga or dance or movement, these different ways when we move the body or slow down and drop into the feeling quality of the body, we can tap into ecstasy and at least pleasure, mm-hmm, pleasure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. We talk about joy a lot. Mm-hmm. But the body's joy is pleasure.
Yes. And I think, you know, there's a scientific explanation to all of this as well, right? Neurochemicals and the nervous system, how things are engaged when we can, when we have those relaxed moments of pleasure, and actually what is happening chemically in our system, you know, so it's not just woo stuff. It's actually real, and it's very important. See, there was something else I was going to say about that. Kind of lost that thought. Yeah. So the pleasure. Oh, I know. So right now we're in a time where we're social distancing and kind of staying home because of an event that's a worldwide event that's going on. But this ability to value the body and take care of the body and and experience aliveness, like Maitreyi is talking about, we don't need anything. We can just, it's just ourself, right? We don't require any external inputs, right, Maitreyi? I mean, we can just do this anytime, anywhere.
That's right. We can do this anywhere. The simplest thing is to move, some kind of exercise, even just light stretching. It doesn't have to be anything vigorous. In fact, slow, luxurious stretching, just like a cat, can be very pleasurable. So you can do it on your couch. You can lay on the floor. Just a very slow stretching for 5 minutes, you know, as a break between some kind of work, gets you in touch with your body in a lovely way.
Yeah. Anytime we can bring our awareness to different parts of our body, and movement does that, but it's I think almost like Zen-like paying attention to the minutest thing that's going on, you know, as you stretch, like let's say we stretch a leg, like how is it feeling at the hip? What's happening between the hip and the knee? You know, how is my foot, feeling like what it's touching, or how it's in the air. Is there a breeze blowing on it, or, you know, wiggling my toes, and what does it feel like? So it's just like taking the time to just slowly experience and feel everything that's happening within the body.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's just, yeah. And I think that's how we enter the body. And we enter the consciousness of the body. And, you know, then we're not just focused outward, but then we kind of enter the world of the body. And that opens up all kinds of realms. And it's really an infinite journey, a beautiful journey.
Well, I think there's so many layers to going within the body. And when we actually hold emotional trauma, or limiting beliefs in the body, they can be in different places in the body. So we might find when we're going on a journey that maybe there's something in the liver that is trying to tell us something, or maybe it's a pain in the hip that's trying to speak to us about something that we need to change. And so by going into different parts of the body, you may access different messages. And I would have to say, you know, you were mentioning a lot of us live very much in our heads. And whenever there's abuse, there are times people can actually block access to their body. And I've had a client that really kind of was blocked from the throat down. And there are ways, sometimes we can heal things on our own. And sometimes we need someone to walk that path alongside us to help us heal those things. And there's various modalities. For example, one I work with is Psyche, that helps remove those limiting beliefs or change perceptions of experiences. And we were able to shift that for her so that she was able to actually access her body and begin feeling things that she wasn't able to feel before. So just know that there's a lot of potential for healing and the importance of being able to be in the body to sense things. I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that, Maitreyi.
Yes. In terms of trauma, yes, it is a different journey, but it is a similar journey too. And there's so many modalities, somatic practices, somatic experiencing. There's so many ways, if somebody has trauma, that they can be led very gently and at a pace that is acceptable to the body, because that becomes super important there, really listening to what the body wants and not pushing past body's defenses, which were rightfully created.
Absolutely.
But it is sort of a very gentle movement into trusting one's own body and feeling what couldn't have been felt or was shut out and suppressed at a different time. But yes, there's lots of amazing, wonderful, very sensitive modalities available for that.
Yes. Well, hold that thought and we can come back to that a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. So I'm Carrie Kadambi and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Maitreyi and I are going to continue our discussion of awakening to your body wisdom and the benefits of learning to tune into your body to make decisions and experience aliveness. And before we break, Maitreyi, would you like to share your contact information again for the listeners?
Sure. My website is Maitreyi Meliana. That's MYTREEMELIANA.com.
Great. Thank you.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com. Hi, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and I have Maitreyi Meliana here, and we have been talking about awakening to your body, and now we're going to dig into the benefits of learning to tune into your body to make decisions and experience aliveness. Before we do that, I'm going to take a moment to share with you where you can find more information about me, Carrie Kadambi. My website is thedivineguidancegift.com. And there you'll find information about how to work with me in private sessions, as well as my online group program, which begins in late April. So let's go ahead back to our stimulating discussion here. So Maitreyi, when we were talking about embodiment earlier, I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit more about your take on embodiment, what it affects, and what are the benefits of that being embodied, being in your body?
Yeah, to be embodied is to literally live within your body and have access to and experience of your body. You know, of course, there's so much for healing and to connect with that. And a large part of healing is required because we're not embodied, because of the disconnection. So oftentimes healing is actually to get reconnected and maybe to get connected for the first time to your body. And there are numerous ways, there are numerous practices and numerous somatic modalities that help people with this. And the benefits are, of course, healing, but also a sense, what I call a sense of aliveness. It is the aliveness of a wild animal where it's just, it's palpable, you know, they're not inert. There's this vibrancy. And, you know, it's a choice. For all of us, it's a choice. Do we want a vibrant life? And sometimes there's times in our lives when we can't be, and that's okay too. But I think that that's one of the benefits of being embodied, that you actually enjoy and luxuriate in the deliciousness of your body.
Yes, very definitely. It's when you can experience that deliciousness of being in your body, it makes you want to come back for more, right?
It's, absolutely.
It's a great state to be in. And I'll just add about like the benefits of being able to be embodied for me. I didn't realize this until, you know, more recently, how I make decisions. I often, you know, go out and I gather all the information and I do the pros and cons and the analysis and whatever. When it finally comes down to it, I go into my body to feel, is that right for me? Or is this the right time for this? And that's where I get my answers. And it really unfailingly guides me on right path. And it's such a gift to have that because, you know, I think a lot of people go external for information when they try to make a decision, or they make a decision and then they start second guessing themselves. So if people can, you know, learn to become embodied, learn to go into the body to ask and receive an answer of, is this, you know, what's mine to do next? Is this the right time? How do I feel about this? You know, I mean, it actually built into our language is a lot of talk about embodied feelings, right? You know, butterflies in the stomach, or I had a gut feeling, or, you know, so it's, but we need to like remember that we have that ability and practice it so that we can truly learn that we can trust it.
Absolutely. And it's so great, as you said, for decisions, you know, for any decision, it helps us. What is the next step forward? Literally, what is the next step forward? Do I go in this direction or a different direction? And, you know, the head, as you said, the analysis will give us one set of information, but then your body gives you what's right for you. And that is, and what's right for you may not be right for another person. And, and I think that's a really powerful tool to have. Mm-hmm. And it shortcuts so many mistakes.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And actually, it has helped me step beyond my own fear. You know, the ego can kind of shut us down or hold us back at times, or limiting beliefs can. But when I can listen to my body, I step out into things that are greater than I would have thought possible. For example, it was very helpful when I was looking for my new home and led me into actually building a home, which I would never have considered doing before. It helped me in making a car purchase. It's helped me in knowing when to take certain trainings and when not to do travel. So it's been very helpful, you know, being able to have that inner truth gauge. But there's also another way that we can access that information, and muscle testing is one way. And the modality called Psyche that I use to help clients with, we use muscle testing to see whether something is true or not true, whether there's a like or dislike, or a true false. So it actually is quite stunning to watch some of the clients when you do the muscle testing and they think it's going to go one direction and their body says otherwise. And they're astonished because, you know, it's their body. Like, it's not something I've done. They can actually feel that their body has a different response. And so to be able to access information through muscle testing with your body is like such a gift. It's accessible to anybody. It's quite easy to do.
Yeah, that is so powerful to do. And it is a gift. It really is a gift. Yeah. Yeah. Because you know. There's no doubt. And I think the knowing that comes from your body is very different. There is no self-doubt about it. We can doubt what we think and, oh, I should do this, but maybe not. And we kind of vacillate and go back and forth. This person said that, and, you know, well, everybody's doing it. But when the decision that comes from your body's knowing is, it's, as you said, gut feeling. It's like, oh, I know. And mm-hmm. It's very clear. It's very aligned. It's complete.
Yes, absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about? Felt sense?
Yes, felt sense is a wonderful thing I learned when I was in school becoming a psychotherapist. And it's a process to, again, to listen, to go within your body and go into the different layers of the body. You know, to find different levels of truths, because we literally hold different levels of truths. For instance, we might have a truth that says, oh, this is what my dad did or my mother did. This is how they chose, for example, to buy a house, to go on with that example. But then if you go a little deeper, it's like, no, but that's not where I want to live, or that's not the kind of house I want. And if you're going to go a little bit deeper, you get into deeper levels of your own truth. And there's a particular feeling when you go, ah, oh, that's it. And so it's this wonderful practice and journey into the different truths of the body till you find that that's it. And then there's no doubt, it's clear. And then there's the decision is made. Because then everybody knows, the person knows. And there's no doubt, because it's internal.
Yes, it's internal. And, you know, the beauty of all that is it's available 24/7. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, it's always accessible. And right. It would be great if more people like understood that, so that they could easily make the decisions that are right for them, you know, at whatever point on their path they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to become embodied and have access to that body wisdom.
Yeah, and our bodies are our own guides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're our guides, our friends, our allies, and they have so much to tell us and reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's us learning to go within and first know that there's wisdom inside, and then how do we listen, how do we connect with that wisdom.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of that we can do ourselves. Then I had mentioned earlier that sometimes we need someone to walk that path with us. If we have something that we have managed to suppress quite deeply and it's difficult for us to see, by having someone walk alongside us, it's like they can shine a light on it to ask the right question that helps bring up. I think of it as sort of tilling the soil so the gems are revealed, kind of a thing. So having someone to help with some modality can help us reach a little deeper than we might be able to do on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a beautiful quote I'd like to read about the inhabiting your body. And it's from the book called The Body Keeps the Score, written by Bessel van der Kolk. And let me read this here. It says, as we begin to re-experience a visceral reconnection with the needs of our bodies, there's a brand new capacity to warmly love the self. We experience a new quality of authenticity in our caring, which redirects our attention to our health, our diets, our energy, our time management. This enhanced care for the self arises spontaneously and naturally, not as a response to a should. We're able to experience an immediate and intrinsic pleasure in self-care. And that was by Stephen Cope of Yoga and the Quest for the True Self.
That's a great quote. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Really well said.
Yeah, so I think obviously his focus was using yoga as a way to access the body. And I think there's a number of ways to access, right? Breathing techniques, yoga,
movement.
Dance.
Particularly, I find movement to be, you know, the way, any kind of movement. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a dancer. Like we talked about, just stretching or moving or whatever, you know, anybody's drawn to can become a vehicle for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Playing with your child or kicking a ball around or gardening, you know, it doesn't have to be a specific thing, but just to become present to your body. Drop in here, and it's a wonderful world of sensations that have as many colors as the world has, and it's a world, it's an inner world of tastes and smells and delights, and I think the more we get to know it ourselves that way, I think our health naturally improves because we're in touch with ourselves and we listen to what we need, as he said, mm-hmm. and can follow our own guidance. We're not looking outside at that point. We're not looking to anybody else except ourselves. And that's living a true life.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you. I think that's such a great awareness for people to live our true life. You know, and the magic of that. So I want to thank you, Maitreyi, for being here today and sharing your wisdom and your inspiring stories and your lived experiences of awakening to your body. I really enjoyed our time. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And I want to thank all the fabulous listeners who are out there who are tuning in today with open, curious, and receptive minds, eager to awaken your own personal evolution. And my question for you is this: how will you choose to tune into your body wisdom today to heal and to live, to be alive? What action will you take to awaken your evolution? Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. On my next show, April 8th, I'm excited to have Maitreyi return, when we'll explore what it means to awaken to your mind. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.